Creative communities, in an unfortunate reflection of society at large, don't always open their doors to people with disabilities. A theater performance in Hilo next weekend, based on a children's book called Fuzzy Land, is aimed at righting an imbalance. It's a collaboration between the New Alchemists, Full Life Hawaii, and Abled Hawaii Artists. Lily Robb is the artistic director at the New Alchemists, and she's on the line from Hilo. What got this project going?
Well, the New Alchemists are a theater-making collective. We have members in Seattle, Los Angeles, and New York City. And part of that was that we wanted to be able to do really wonderful, socially progressive work in non-traditional communities anywhere in the country that was willing to have us and that had a community who needed to have a platform.
Well, you found one, didn't you?
We did, here in Hilo, which is a wonderful community to be a part of, as our artistic producer, Brandon Estrella, was born and raised here. And last year, he approached the rest of the team and said that we had this incredible opportunity to be part of First Fridays, which lit us up, and we wanted to know more. And Brandon has just done an incredible job of organizing within the community, which is how we got connected with Full Life and Abled Hawaii. And so far, we've done 3 workshops now, and it's been an incredible community to be a part of. They're really... You can feel the joy in the room. The first workshop, we were invited to come and be part of a dance class beforehand, and it was so fun, so much laughter, so much joy, so much incredible participation, and everyone has been so willing to jump in and throw themselves into the creation process. So very excited for our performance coming up.
Well, Lily, I suspect part of the joy that you felt in the room comes from the idea that projects like this don't happen often enough. Would you agree with that?
Projects like this do not happen enough. A lot of that has to do with the way that traditional theater is made. Typically, theater is made by an institution that, in sort of an insular bubble, decides what the community needs. They just
Right.
make those decisions for the community without necessarily looping them in. And the New Alchemists, the core of our mission is to go into the community first and ask them what's relevant, what's resonating, what's important, and then from that, allow them to guide us to create the work, which is why when we contacted Full Life, we were given this opportunity to adapt a play based on Fuzzy Land, which is written by one of their participants, Jennifer Poblano, who's been receiving employment services from Full Life for 2 years. And actually, she's working on her second novel now. So, you know, there might also be a sequel. But this opportunity to take her story and to adapt it and then to give it this platform at the East Hawaii Cultural Center, I think is really special. It's innovative. And as you said, it doesn't happen very often.
And, you know, when you describe your mission at the New Alchemists, I really think you're on to something, because there's a bit of an unfortunate tradition in the arts of, I'm going to separate myself from society and its problems and just, you know, make my pretty pictures or whatever. And that's really abdicating a bit of the responsibility of the artist, it would seem.
I personally believe that. For me, as an artist, I strongly believe that art should be relevant to the community that you are in. It should make a statement about the state of the world. It should resonate with the cultural zeitgeist. Those are just my personal core values. I think that good theater should be equitable and diverse. It should lift up voices that we do not hear often enough. I think that there is an oversaturation of a certain kind of narrative in mainstream theater, and we never really get to break outside of that. And so projects like what we're doing with Full Life do get to break that. I also think that that theater should be built with the community, inside of the community, and for the community, allowing them to guide you. I think that theater should be transformative. Ideally, we are going to shake up audience members one performance at a time and hopefully let them think a little bit differently about the community or the issues that we're addressing when they leave the theater. It's also extremely important to me that the theater itself be experiential and not just focus on the product, but also focus on the process, how we build an ensemble, how we build a community, and then how that translates into the performance and how we engage the audience and enter into a conversation and a dialogue with them.
Lily, I want to seize on a phrase you used, an oversaturation of a of a certain type of narrative. And let me just make a guess as to what you might be thinking that is. Are you talking about, you know, pretty perfect people and idealized lives?
I'm talking about pretty perfect people and idealized lives, and I will actually even go farther than that to say, as someone who works in professional theaters and helps to produce, that we often see an oversaturation of white, cisgender, male perspectives. There are so many white male playwrights, and they are predominantly produced. And it is rare for us to get female perspectives, to get LGBTQ perspectives, to get people of color perspectives, to get the perspectives of people with disabilities. These are not folks that are being represented often enough in mainstream institutions. And so for me as an artist, I simply do not want to continue to maintain that narrative. I want to break it down. And I also want to show how absolutely incredible these communities are, the sheer talent, the stories, the narratives. I strongly believe that institutions are actually weakened by the exclusion of these stories, and that as institutions, we have so much to gain by the inclusion. And having Full Life be able to join us in this project is incredible. And then having a platform like East Hawaii Cultural Center in downtown Hilo give us a space and access to their resources and their community gives us an incredible platform to share this story.
Well, maybe the idealized anguish of the white male bourgeoisie has finally had its day, Lily. Let's hope so. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chris.
Lily Robb is the artistic director at the New Alchemist, which, along with Full Life Hawaii and Abled Hawaii Artists, will produce a 30-minute original stage performance inspired by author Jennifer Poblano's Fuzzy Land, a children's book. It's on Friday, April 7th, and again on Saturday afternoon at the East Hawaii Cultural Center in downtown Hilo.